T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This one's for Pat.
Rocky Mountain High.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. We're delighted to welcome in Mike Kliss, a friend of the program, covers the Broncos for 9 News in Denver, an Oswego High grad, local guy made good. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Hey, Mike, morning.
What's going on? I was just listening to your update. What happened to the Bulls?
Boy, Bulls. That's a long story.
You know, we're not really going to get much into that.
Yeah. Bulls, Blackhawks, White Sox, yeah. Bears.
Well,
anyway.
It's sad the Bears go out as quickly as they did, because it's still, we're 6 weeks away from spring training when the Cubs get going. Hopefully Manny Machado signs. Mike, help us out here. So, I mean, I find it fascinating, not just that Vic has been hired in an age where defensive guys aren't very popular and older defensive guys seem to be matched with the kind of wunderkind, but really the idea that Kubiak comes back as the offensive coordinator, that is a huge deal to have that sort of a tandem, if you will. So congratulations to Vic and also, I would imagine that the fine people in Denver would be pretty excited about Kubiak coming back.
Yeah, they are. I think most people around here don't know Vic Fangio. You know, the diehard NFL fans do. But Gary Kubiak is someone who is well-liked here. He had the Super Bowl in 2015. He first of all, people are pleased that Gary's doing well health-wise to take on this type of role. He did retire because of health reasons 2 years ago, took a step back for 2 years, was working as Elway's consultant upstairs, wanted to get back and coach the players and call plays on the sidelines on game days. So he is back. He is not known as the most innovative offensive guy. So, well, you know, his offense has struggled when he was the head coach here. So, yeah, in some ways, the rest of the league is looking for that new, young, brilliant mind to take their offense into the next decade here. But the Broncos, you know, in the industry, the fan bases, they're not wowed by these hires. The industry, though, think the Broncos, you know, coaches I've talked to, executives, they think the Broncos hit a home run by hiring a guy like Fangio, who's deserving after all, you know, with all the pelts on the wall that he's had in the NFL, if you will, and Kubiak. They've kind of gone against the grain. It's all about the young hot guy, and the Broncos went with the old hot guy, and we'll see. People around here are excited. The good thing about it for the Broncos, they're not rebuilding. You don't hire Vic Fangio with the idea of a five-year plan. They want to get to the playoffs right away.
So, Mike, he has those pelts because of his success as a defensive play caller. This is a guy that is a defensive coordinator is as good as they come. Will that continue in Denver? Will he call the defensive signals? And how does Ed Donatell potentially fit into his potential staff?
He will call the plays. There's no doubt about it. Donatell, what's the latest on Donatell? I thought he was up for the D.C. job there. And if he doesn't get the job there, he would. He might join here. I don't know where Ed is.
What are you hearing?
Familiar.
What are you?
He is familiar with Denver. I know he had a son that was a good quarterback here locally in high schools, in a high school here, and he worked for Shanahan. He's been a longtime defensive backs coach here, so I'm sure he is on the radar. Haven't quite heard anything about the staff. Vic Fangio just got to the office yesterday. He started calling assistants. I know, you know, the on the offensive side, Gary Kubiak is going to bring back some of his guys, I think. But the Ed Donatell, whether he comes back, I'm not sure he'd be interested in a defensive coordinator job when Vic Fangio's the head coach, just because Ed would not be calling the plays. It will be Fangio that runs the defense.
So we talked to Bob McGinn earlier, and he said that that Dom Capers is looking to get back in, and it wouldn't surprise him if he wound up with Vic.
Could be. You know, Dom Capers was the head coach for the expansion Texans, and Fangio was his defensive coordinator.
Right.
But, yeah, again, that would kind of surprise me because, you know, this is a case. What the Broncos have done is they got two head coaches. They got Fangio who's going to be the head coach of the defense. They got Kubiak who's going to be the head coach of the offense. Vic Fangio is the guy that's going to have to wear the suit and tie and go to the $100 plate dinners and meet with the sponsors and glad hand. And he's got to try to be a politician, I think, for the first time in his life. So we'll see how that goes. And then Tom McMahon, who's been around and did a good job with the Broncos on special teams, he's going to come back. So I think they're pretty well set on top. I mean, Dom Capers and is used to being an alpha dog at Donatell, where he's been in the NFL. You know, it wouldn't be that much of a step up from the Chicago Bears. So I'm not quite sure on that, but all those things, I guess, are possible. It's still pretty early here. It's not even, or it is just about 24 hours since Vic was hired.
Mike, Vic might wear a gray sweatshirt to some of those $100 plate meals.
Yeah.
And he may be a guy who's glib and maybe doesn't suffer fools like a lot of head coaches might. What do you expect him to be like at the press conference? How will the Denver media accept Vic Fangio?
I've never met him. So I guess that's a question for you guys. What are you expecting? Because I've heard he's not going to wow anybody in a press conference.
Well, he's funny. He's funny, though. He's got a great sense of humor. It's a dry sense of humor.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Good. I know this. 60's the new 40 at Broncos headquarters. And I don't think he's old.
Well,
I know that.
He's a Joe Madden guy, too, Mike, so you might appreciate that, being a Cubs
fan. Yeah, I am going to appreciate that. That's for sure.
There's your icebreaker for
yeah,
you.
I'm looking forward. I'm looking forward to meet him. It's an interesting hire. Elway, he went through this search and said it was going to be wide open and open-minded. I have my doubts about that because Fangio seemed to be the guy he targeted from the beginning. And this is the Elway, this is his fourth head coaching search. Usually GMs don't get four head coach hires.
Wow.
But Elway is on his fourth. He got a bad break with Kubiak and the health in the midst of that. That helps explain it. But Elway went right away. I think after Vance Joseph, they took a risk on Vance Joseph. He was a one-year defensive coordinator. You know, he was considered a leader of men, kind of a fixer with the Bengals and that crew and the Dolphins, who had some characters. They thought Joseph would be the perfect fit, personality-wise and leadership style-wise, with all the big personalities they had in the Broncos locker room. At the time, it was, you know, they had Tlaib, still have Derek Wolfe, Vaughn Miller, Chris Harris, Emmanuel Sanders. These are big personality guys, but it didn't work out. So I think sometimes, you know, these coaches, when you try to hit a home run, sometimes you strike out, swinging for the fences. This time, I think the Broncos wanted to hit a double, and that's what they got here in Fangio and Kubiak. At least they hope.
Would they have waited on Vic? Did you get the sense, you know, the Bears obviously missed a field goal and were eliminated, and we've had –
Yeah.
Would they have waited?
I don't know. That's a good question. I'm sure they will say today they would have, but I'm not so sure about that. I think Elway wanted to get this done this week. I think that was – I hate to say it, and Vic will never look at it this way, I'm sure, but that missed field goal, I think it wound up being fortuitous as far as Fangio getting the job, because you know, they like to get that coaching staff settled, and they have to hurry up and get the coaching staff settled here right now in the next few days. I think Munchak might have been the guy had, you know, Parkey made that kick.
Yeah, we'll just go with that, Mike. It's fortuitous.
I know.
All right, Mike.
But it is strange, you know. Yeah. The longer it's weird the way the NFL coaching system is set up.
Yeah.
The longer you go in the playoffs, the less chance you have of an assistant getting the head job.
So true. Mike, thanks a ton. We appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.